The Art of Work, Section 26. I noted an example of wisdom's effects in such a time. A powerful king had besieged a small city. Within the walls lived a poor man who could have saved the city by his wisdom, but no one listened to him. His wisdom was better than strength, but that man's advice was not heeded. Although the quiet words of the wise are far better than the shouts of a foolish king, and wisdom is more powerful than weapons of war, a little foolishness can destroy much good. Just as a few dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly corrupts the greatest wisdom. Although the heart of the wise will follow what is right, the heart of the fool always leads him astray. Even as he walks down the street, the fool shows off his ignorance. If a ruler directs his anger against you, do not run away. A calm response will quiet his bad temper. I have seen rulers make mistakes that resulted in great injustice. A fool was given a position of authority, while a wise person was demoted. A servant rode on horseback, while a prince walked behind. In section 25, Qohelet taught us about the reality of time and chance, and how terrible times can quickly come our way. You don't have to look far to find examples of these negative times, and of course one of the most devastating examples is when we engage in a time of war. Those times of tension and suffering are often extended by the fact that war brings out the worst in people, and the loud voices of foolish leaders drown out the quiet words of the wise. Even though wisdom could bring back a time of peace, it cannot be heard in the midst of the chaos. Wisdom is not only quiet, it is rare and fragile. The example Qohelet uses is of the perfume maker who distills down 1,000 small blossoms to make a vial of rare scent. Much the same way a wise sage distills a life of observation down into a proverb. All that work can quickly be ruined, for it takes only one dead fly, one bit of foolish decay, to render all the perfume useless. It goes from a pleasant scent to something that stinks. Once again, you don't have to look far to find a well of ancient wisdom that has been spoiled by someone who mixes in a bit of their own folly. Qohelet tells us that the heart of the fool consistently leads him astray, and although he walks arrogantly along, thinking he has it all figured out, it is apparent to the wise just how foolish he is. That fool, however, can still rise to a position of leadership, and then the problem compounds, for he will pass his foolishness on to others and silence those who may speak against him. Fools are insecure and do not want to be criticized by the wise, and we'll hear more of that theme tomorrow. My name is Vance Newdorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening.